This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to Season 8 of the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Welcome back to part two, the musical homegrown of the Cleveland area and from around the state. Picking up where we left off last week, the ladies. From Bel Air, and for the geographically challenged, that's just across the river from Wheeling, West Virginia, is Patti and the Playboys and their one and only single they recorded in Pittsburgh on the Gateway label from 1964, Tears. Challengers were a Cleveland R&B group fronted by a female lead from their 1962 Tri-Fi single, Honey, Honey, Honey.
Oh!
Surprising,
where have you?
Next up, Marlene and the Debonettes and their entire recorded output. Two singles from the Sunburst label. Three solid Motown-like cuts. Bad Love, backed with Play Me Something Slow, and the A-side of their second single, Earthquake, from 1965. The B-side was a reissue of Bad Love.
Walking in the dark. Oh.
We got the monkey,
yeah,
the camel.
stage name of Andrea DeCapite, who started her career at age 3 on Cleveland's Jean Carroll Show, from whom she took her new surname. From 1961 to the late 60s, she released singles for Epic, RCA, Big Top, and eventually United Artists. A couple of these 1045s did prove semi-successful. We'll hear her first and last from 1961 and 1966 respectively. I've Got a Date with Frankie and Hey Beach Boy.
Bye.
And finally, the ladies are represented this time as the lead singer in an otherwise male band, in Dayton's Juletta's Valiance, on a cover of the Wee Fives' Love Me Not Tomorrow, from 1966.
There are hills I couldn't climb when I was young. I was sheltered by my dreams, now shattered mirrors in the sun. I'm asking you, please don't go away, but say the things I could never say. Love me not tomorrow. Loneliness the child of sorrow. Love me not tomorrow, but today. Only you have brought the laughter through my tears. But my heartbeat only echoes when the laughter disappears. And if you have ever known the long
turning to the timeline after exploring the girl groups of Cleveland and the state with a rock and roll combo from the Columbus suburb of Bexley, Danny and the Debonairs, on the self-released Debonair label from 1961. Their only single, I Guess I'm Through With Love, backed with So Blue.
My baby's gone and left me now. I guess I'm through. Cause I don't think I'll ever wanna sigh again. Don't think I'll ever wanna cry again. Don't think I'll ever wanna die again. I guess I'm through with love. Some say there are many girls in this world as fish are in the sea, but never will I ever find another love that means half as much to me. Golly gee, what you've done to me. I mean, it's pretty easy to see. I could try again and I could die again, but I guess I'm through with love. Cause I don't think I'll ever wanna sigh again. Don't think I'll ever wanna cry again. Don't think I'll ever wanna die again. I guess I'm through with love. What you've done to me, I mean, it's pretty easy to see.
I could try again and I could die again, but I guess I'm through with love. So don't think I'll ever want to sigh again. Don't think I'll ever want to cry again. Don't think I'll ever want to die again. I guess I'm through with love. I guess I'm through with love.
Just east of Youngstown is the home of one of doo-wop's best-known 45s, Rama Lama Ding Dong by The Edsels. Originally released in 1958, the song got little to no airplay till 1961. That same year, the group scored a contract with a major, Capitol, releasing Bone Shaker Joe as their inaugural 45 for the label. They would continue recording doo-wop-inspired material up until 1968. Unfortunately for them, no one has cared since 1964.
Joe, let me see them dice.
Look at them rocking, talking, put them rattling bones.
Come on, Joe, let me see them dice. He's gonna break the joint.
Look at him move and sweep him up with them dominoes. Well, somebody's screaming, I ain't seen no little joy.
Ah,
Joe. Let me see them dice. Let me see them dice. Ah, them dice was loaded.
We're proud of our homegrown here on the Vinyl Garage. High School, the Five Quails, Get School On Time, from 1962.
Got to get to school on time. Ran out the front door using no sense. Ran through the back yard, jumped over the fence. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get to school on time. Gotta get. Can't afford to fuss.
Yes, I
got to catch my bus.
You know I
got to get to school on time. Homework in my right hand, notebook in my jeans. Got to run faster, the light is turning green. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get. Can't hesitate, cause I might be late. Got to get to school on time. If I got up early, I wouldn't be in this dutch. Running and a stumbling, I'm missing my school bus. Slipping and a sliding all over the ground.
No, I don't want to be no Charlie Brown, yeah.
Running past the graveyard, door 110. Got up to the corner, whoops, missed the pin. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get. Close the door, I won't be there no more. I got to get to school on time.
You should have got up a little bit earlier. You wouldn't be running in the stomach. Now look at you. Ain't you a shame?
If I got up early, I would be in this dutch. Running and I'm stumbling, I'm missing my school bus. Slipping and I'm sliding all over the ground.
No, I don't want to be no Charlie Brown. Yeah,
running past the graveyard, doing 110. Got up to the corner, whoops, missed the pin. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get to school on time. Gotta get. If they close the door, yes, I won't be there no more. I got to get to school on time. Gotta get. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get. Got to get to school on time. Gotta get.
They done closed the door.
Although the writing was on the wall for the remnants of the doo-wop vocal group sound, this genre of music in the early 60s, before the British invasion and lasting shortly into it, in Cleveland was filled by Bakkie and the Visions, Join the Continentals, and Dave C. and the Sharptones, all successful holdouts to yesterday's sounds. Bakkie was Robert Bakkie Boo DiPasquale, leader of the Visions, a sort of Cleveland version of the Four Seasons, and the first local to be signed to a major. The band would release one single as Little Caesar and the Empires in 1967, and Bakkie solo would record in 1971 with the Detroit band Wazoo. Joey was Joey Perello, leader of the Continentals, a band much like the Visions in style, but unlike them, adapted to the times when they became the GTOs, getting the house band gig on the Cleveland Upbeat show. Dave C. was David Cox, an African-American singer bandleader fronting an all-white band, something very unusual for the times. Mr. Cox knew when to say when, however, only lasting till 1964. They were also an upbeat house band. Bakkie's first record was credited only to The Visions in 1963. The song Tommy's Girl also featured the Madeira and White Orchestra.
Tommy's Girl. We'll about to begin. Move over, Beatles, cause the Yanks are coming in. Move over. Taking our stand.
Hey, hey.
This time you're through.
Hey, hey.
Ooh, 'cause our American girl.
Hey, hey.
Ooh, they are oh so true.
Hey, hey.
Now move over now, Beatles. Come on now, step aside. This is the beginning of the twist and shout. Wanna move over,
move
over, Beatles, look out now. Oh, wow, jump and shout now, Beatles. Hey, move over now.
Rocky may have been the first in the area to try to take the Beatles to task in the spirit of 64, implying there's another revolutionary war brewing over the musical turf and the allegiance of our American girls and the records they buy. Guess who lost? I'm Not Worth It was the single released on the major label I mentioned earlier, and that being Philips, also from 1964. And the Bakke single released under the pseudonym of Little Caesar and the Empire was Everybody Dance, found on the Philadelphia Parkway label, showcasing a distinctive attempt at a northern blue-eyed soul feel from 1967. Coincidentally, the same year the label filed for bankruptcy. Next up, the first Joey and the Continental single, Linda, is also the only one released on Comet Records from 1964. Laurier Records was the home of the single Baby, also from 1964. Listen where the song pays a subtle homage to the Beatles. Their last 45, She Rides With Me, was a Brian Wilson composition that put the band into a surf-like sound. Records were printed with both Joey and the Continental's and GTO's credits from 1966.
Linda, you've seen me once too often. Linda, you've told me too many lies. Linda, you always make me cry. Now I'm saying goodbye. I've been told by my friends that your love's untrue. So I made up my mind to say goodbye to you. Go on out and have your fun, just like you did before. You never cared, so why should I care? I won't be around no more. Linda, you've seen me once too often. Linda, you've told me too many lies. Linda, you always made me cry. Now I'm saying goodbye. You planned the plot right from the start.
after me.
She ride after me, yeah, love so good.
She ride after me,
yeah, love so good.
All the guys try, but I know she'll pass them by. She ride after me. While the friends are waiting in the long lunch line, you ought to see all the gifts we're getting half hours time. She ride after me.
She ride after me, yeah, love so good.
She ride after me.
Dave C and the Sharp Tones were better known for their live performances rather than their recordings, releasing only two singles in their career in 1960 and 1964, respectively. The B-side to the first is Silly Tilly, and from 1964, Diane. The band was a regular at Leo's Casino in Cleveland.
Well, I got a girl named Tilly.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions and comments can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Something.